¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. It is In This League on Sports Grid. It's ITL on Sports Grid with the boys Bogman and the Welsh. We got 3 hours for you today. What's on the docket? We've got draft prep, last minute draft prep. It's actually an episode that we did on the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast, answering questions, talking about all the stuff. I had an article over on Fantasy Pros where we see how much Bogman really knows me, knows my drafting habits and picking those. Plus, we've got hour three with Bubba and Bogman, which we'll look at here in a little bit. Oh, hello, Scott Bogman. How are you?
The only thing I don't know about you is what hairstyle you're going to come to the show with.
Yeah.
Because you got like normal guy, almost Superman-y. Hair going on. You have like the little S curl going on.
Yeah, we got a little curl going on. Yeah, it's very different. Yeah, my wife, she today, because I wear hats a lot, and when I take it off, the hair is a disaster. And she was just like, just shave it all. And I was
God.
I like when I have like,
you don't want to,
you know,
do that. That's not
top.
Something you want to do either. So
I don't think so. It's a little too, thin, Bogman. As you get older, a couple things happening. Gray hairs on the beard. Thinning on the hair. Want to do anything we can to avoid.
I don't have the hair thinning, but I do have the gray hair all over the place. So
the other thing that gives you gray hairs is when you see the new crop of prospects that are potentially going to debut in the majors this year. Julio Rodriguez Thursday night hits an inside the park home run, Boggs. He actually came off of his worst game he's had in a while. It was in spring training, but it was just like one of those, you know, made a couple boneheaded plays, just had really cost his team runs. He just had multiple really bad issues in that game. He followed that game up with maybe the most impressive game he's had all spring as a guy that has been with the major league team. He looks the most impressive, 2-for-2, walk, and hit an inside the park homer. So Boggs, it leads to the question, Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, Julio Rodriguez, CJ Abrams. Those are some of the top, probably, you know, four of the top five prospects in all of baseball. How many do you believe break camp and start with their team on opening day?
It's so hard to know because, I mean, they asked AJ Hinch and he's like, well,
Bobby Witt is like, one, of course.
Well, I think Bobby Witt makes it. I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, I think we were kind of from like an, I didn't even mention it because it was like an assumption that he will be there.
You know, Torque and Riley Green, I think, could, but A.J. Hinch was just like, well, it's too early, and that was 2 days ago. He said it was too early. 2 days ago when we're
too early to tell.
This. So, yeah. I don't know. The Mariners feel like, you know, they tried Kelnick last year, and it didn't work out, so they might be a little gun-shy, although Julio is carving up stuff. But I could also, you know, some of these teams are so stupid. You could see them like, well, you know, Julio had a great game and everything, but he had a bad game the day before and he ran through a stop sign. So let's send it back down. So,
O'Neill Cruz, you look at the Pittsburgh Pirates and what is this organization doing with themselves? And they go out. Not that, like, I personally believe that there's stuff to be worked on with O'Neill Cruz, but I would also say, like, the dude could probably figure it out at the major league level. What are the Pirates playing for? You think the fans need to see Kevin Newman, you know, at shortstop or whoever, or would they rather see one of the top prospects in O'Neill Cruz be out there? I mean, that is just, we're back to manipulating. The one interesting thing is the AL is stacked though, dude. The AL, Julio, Witt, Torque, Riley Green, all coming from the AL. If you finish in the top three of rookie voting and the guys break camp, you are eligible for an extra draft pick. Right. In the NL side, you've got Hunter Green, who got lit up on Thursday night, guaranteed. You might have Nick Lodolo, and nothing guaranteed with CJ Abrams, though they did cleared a roster spot for a player to be added to the 40-man, and the players that you're looking at like, and then CJ Abrams is sitting right there. Plus, as we're recording this, I hate to do it, but you know there could be a trade that goes down because
Brian Reynolds.
Yeah, there's some heavy, heavy trade rumors for them acquiring a guy like Brian Reynolds, which could or could not affect that 40-man roster as well. So, okay, so let's quickly go down the line before we get out of this segment. I'm going to ask you, and okay. I'll answer as well. Julio Rodriguez, active opening day roster, yes or no?
Yes.
I say yes as well. Spencer Torkelson, opening day roster, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes for me too. Riley Green opening day roster, yes or no?
No.
I'm going to also say no. Ugh. All right.
It sounded like you were about to say, I'm going to say yes. And then
I want to say yes because I think it's the thing to do because he clearly looks like the best center fielder, but I don't know.
With the flip-flopping? Pick a side.
Bobby Witt, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, agree. Nick Lodolo with the Reds. Hunter Green is already the fourth starter. They haven't announced the fifth.
I'll say yes just because why not?
I say yes. CJ Abrams.
Ship. Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I'm going to say no. I think the Pirates are stingy with those trades. They're like the guy in your league that has to win the trade every single time they do it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say no. He's like their one asset. I know the Padres are hurting right now because Tatis is out, but I still don't think they're going to oversell.
So. One interesting one would be is if a guy like Paddock or Weathers was involved in this trade for Reynolds, Mackenzie Gore making the open day roster, yes or no?
Well, how about Gore going to Pittsburgh in that trade?
I think that would be an interesting one as well.
I'm just going to say no overall on Gore.
I'm going to as well. Coming up here. You're going to be hearing segments from our podcast earlier this week where I think I sound a little bit better than I have right now of being sick, where it's all draft prep. It's questions from our audience. There's some news and notes. There's Bogman and I playing that game of how well does he know me and my draft target.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Which is an article you can find on Fantasy Pros. So don't go anywhere. In this league, coming up with your last minute draft prep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Well, let's start with John Lackey. Let's get the bad news out of the way. You know.
All right. Well, because we got a couple pictures we got to share.
I mean, it's good news. Both of these are good news for me. So.
Great news for you.
Yes.
So I'm over at the White Sox with our buddy Scott Gamble. And we were over kind of, it's hard to explain like where it is, but there's kind of like two sides and there's this middle area where the players walk up and we're kind of over there. There's the BP session on this kind of right side field where it's like Eloy and Luis Robert and all the big guys are over there. And Gamble and I are over there And then all the dudes are kind of going, and Robert hung out a little bit, and then he did an interview, and then we went over and we talked to Ken Rosenthal, which is pretty cool. And I didn't share it on Twitter, but I do have a picture on my Instagram, which is at, is it the Welsh?
Can you please confirm that Ken Rosenthal is shorter than me? 100%, right?
Super short. All right. So much so.
I mean, everybody knows. I don't. It's not surprising. But
it wasn't the best. So
was it jarring? Was it like, oh my Lord?
It's kind of jarring. So he was actually, I don't know if you've been to the White Sox. So there's these two. I'm trying to like give a proper description here. Let's do this. All right. So here's the two grass parts. Okay. And then there's a walkway that goes to the back. It goes to the back of the White Sox. And over here, there's a bridge where people can walk over. And then you can see the other part of the White Sox. I saw Ken Rosenthal walking. I instantly knew who he was. And I went, Ken, what's up? And he goes, hey, what's up? And I was the only one that recognized him. Then I got down
there. Dude, Chad, yes, way shorter than you. You're like a half inch shorter than me. Way shorter than you.
Way shorter. So it was jarring. This is how short he was. He was standing by somebody. And me and Gamble went, what happened to Ken Rosenthal? We didn't know where he was. And then Gamble moved over. Everybody was
standing
taller
behind
than him.
The bat rack, and he's shorter than all the bats. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. So he came over. So blah blah blah. I take a picture with Ken Rosenthal. He got like a ball sign. It's really nice looking ball by Ken Rosenthal. It was like Ken was very nice, super great. Short. But Gamble, when he took a picture, Gamble like he was standing like within 2 feet of me, and he needed to back up. So I was like this. One of the pictures is so absurd. Never posting. The other one is as bad. But it was just barely postable. That's the one I posted. I look like DK Metcalf.
You guys
standing.
Have to do those like prom pictures when the girl is taller than the guy in the heels. I definitely had to do that.
Dude, I look like prom, Shaq so. Standing next to Simone Biles. That's what it looked like. That's what that picture looked like in real life. It was super short. So we and this, by the way, that might have been a little. I don't know if it led to any of this. Whatever. So we're walking off this grass area back onto the path. And there's this guy, he's got two kids and his wife, good looking family, normal looking, not like mud people, just normal, good looking people. And we're walking and this guy goes, hey, I'm forgetting exactly what he said, but he goes, hey, excuse me. I meant to say something because I was looking over and I saw you. So then let's stop the story. I immediately go,
this guy, you're going to get recognized.
I'm going to get the Welsh thing. I'm finally, like, I got the Welsh thing a little bit in AFL, but I feel like that's, like, my territory, so it's not, like, that's not real. This was, like, close to Bogman. Like, Bogman, someone asking if you worked for Bogman at a random store. So I'm like, here we go. This is about to be a Welsh story, and Gamble's standing right next to me, and he goes, yeah, I looked over at my wife, and I looked at you, and I go, oh, my God, I think that's John Lackey. And I went,
oh,
dude, the defeat in my face. You've never seen more defeat
I just
in my
look
face.
I have to say that I've never been more jealous of a human being than I am of Scott Gamble, who is standing right next to you when someone told you that, like,
dude,
you could tell me Camilo Doval is not closing or like blew out his arm 200 times in a row.
Okay.
Fresh news. It'll never be as good as someone calling you John Lackey.
$50 on the ground or being able to be there.
It would have to be like $400. I would pay so much to have been at that spot with that happening. So, yeah, man. I mean, it's so great. It's one of my favorite things ever that has happened. So please continue the story. So the guy says,
I was actually
going to
put
John
a poll
Lackey?
Up here. Hold on. I'm going to put a poll up here. See, be there for Lackey comment or Lackey's with an E, isn't it? Lackey.
Yeah. You should know it's your last name.
Yeah, I can't. Hold on. Lackey for or fine $50. All right. So here's a poll I just put up. We'll put it up for 3 minutes here in the chat. What would you rather be be there for the Lackey comment and you got to I gotta apologize. It doesn't let me fit everything. There we go.
Or find $50
on the ground. $50. Yep.
Okay.
That's the poll that is up right now for everybody to vote on who's watching on Twitch. Which one would you rather have? So
if anybody picks the $50, you're obviously on a hard times. Like I understand.
You're on hard times.
I mean, you know, it's gotta be there for the like. Because just the look on your face.
It got worse.
I would love to have
but
seen
it got worse. So he goes, he's like, he said, like, I looked over my wife and I looked at you and I go, I swear. I thought you were John Lackey. And then I go, oh, man. And then I'm like,
how do you be nice?
And then,
because you want to lose it. How do you stay nice?
I borderlined both. So then he goes, have you ever heard that before? And I go, yeah. And then he looks at his wife and he goes, honey, doesn't he look like John Lackey? And this is a very pretty, like Scottsdale blonde woman. She looks over and she just lights up. She goes, oh my God, he does. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to kill myself. I either need to lose a lot of weight or I need to kill myself.
So,
like,
so the Welsh
grow beard.
The Welsh is driving home after this incident and he called me to tell me what just happened. So he's like, why does everyone think I look like John Lackey? So like I pulled up pictures of John Lackey and this is, I honestly think this is what it is. You guys both have like great super white teeth, right? Super white, same kind of smile. And then, spotty kind of facial hair. Like that's really what it is.
I need to do the meme of John Lackey. I'll do it right now where he goes fun, you know, where he's yeah. Everyone thinks fun. I think that's right. It is too.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it is. I don't think like his eyes kind of way closer together than yours. You know, like there's other little things, but I don't think John Lackey's as bad a guy as bad at looking as a guy as you're making it out to be okay. Either.
Oh, so, well, that's nice. That's nice. Sure. That's super nice. I appreciate that. The look on her face when she thought I was John Lackey so was good. Just like, okie doke. Guess I'm going to have to pay for anything I want in the future. And then I mean,
you should go to Anaheim and see if you just get stuff for free.
That's what Bubba said to me. He's like, you should start charging for autographs. So as I walked away, I looked at them and I was trying to smile because they had kids. So I couldn't pull my best John Lackey impression because they had kids there. But I went, yeah, I'm super, super disappointed that you said this right in front of one of my friends because I will never hear the end of it.
Yeah, and because if it's not in front of Gamble, there's plausible deniability. I'm not to ever tell me that story, right?
Nope, I don't have to say a word to you. But Gamble knows. He was there. He was there the whole time, just listening to the whole thing.
God, like I said.
It was a brutal moment. It was a brutal moment in my life. Let's check out the results. What do you think the results are?
100% Lackey.
Okay, I think it's ticking down here. We got a decent amount in the chat. So the votes, we got a good amount of people in here. So it's just about done. And then we are going to get to questions.
Barrow just said it perfectly. $50 is nice, but memories last forever.
Jay Collins says, with the exchange, that's $80 Canadian. All right, here are the results.
It's like 1 gallon of gas in California.
The results. What do you think it is?
Well, I said 100% Lackey.
73% be there for Lackey comment. Man. 73%. So there were 27% that wanted to find $50.
I guess they're 17%. Of people are normal human beings that don't like seeing their best friends get insulted in front of them. So, I mean,
you love that for me, and the other side for you.
Yeah, you love being able to tell me bad news about my teams. Like if Saquon Barkley broke his leg tomorrow, I would expect you're the first person to text me, like 100%.
I would drive to Texas tomorrow to deliver it. I would drive overnight while you were asleep to get there to knock on your door and go, hey, Saquon Barkley is out.
Out. Just so you know. Sorry. I got to turn around and go right back. I got work on Monday. So
Oh, people are. Zito said he joined ITL thinking it was a John Lackey podcast. You know, I've never been me. And remember also, because my name is Chris Welsh, we had that one person who rated our podcast a long time ago who said Scott Bogman and former Reds pitcher.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's your Chris Welsh. Yeah, so it's nonstop with
me. Well, look, you're on the bump, right? That's what people think. You're on the bump. Tall guy, you know, you're on the mound.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Let's share, let's do this real quick. Hold on. We're going to share two more things and we're going to get into fun stuff here. This was a great moment in ITL history that everyone should know about if they don't already. And that's right. Who is that, Bogman?
Fat Lance.
Yeah, that was my thing. I should do it. I did get to take a picture with Lance Lynn. And I don't know if I make him look skinny or he makes me look a little less skinny, or we're both kind of on the same area.
You look skinnier than him in this picture. I'll say it could just be because he has facial hair and you don't. But you definitely look skinnier than him. You also appropriately took your picture tits up. So, you know, you don't get any of that. And he has them right there. So
yeah, I've cut those suckers off.
right.
Zip. Smart. Right in the perfect point here. I think it's a good picture.
You gotta flip your pictures around, by the way, because your shirt is backwards.
I thought about that. I thought about that, but I felt like then the angles might differ. And I felt like this was a good picture. So I got to meet Fat Lance. So I figured what would be great is now in the future, we need to print these out, get Lance and me to sign one, and then we'll have that be a one of one.
How far out is your neck sticking in this picture is my question.
Not that far because this was another one of those instances. I don't like taking selfies. I like when someone takes it. Like the Machado picture was our boy John taking it. This was a selfie. This is the only good selfie I actually took. So
gotcha.
You can't really do anything well. And I couldn't even see the camera. I couldn't see anything. So I just took it. And Lance was a very, very nice guy. And you know, you got to report back. It's Bogman's guy. We have apparel in this league.fans. If you want some Fat Lance for ya. And then here's the last one. This was the big one here. And we're going to share this because there are so many sides to it. Everybody's already seen it at this point, but officially album dropping soon. Yes, that's right. Blake Snell. I have decided to title the album Risking My Life. With, you know, maybe a subtext of we staying hydrated out here. And Bogman is the curator of the tracks. Our boy Jag created the art. It is the picture of, see, this is a just horrifically bad selfie that I took with Snell. It would have been better as a normal picture. But here officially are the tracks for the album. Is everybody ready? We've got I Gotta Get Mine
gotta
as
get
track
mine.
Number one. That's the opening track. And then Bogman curated this. Number two. This is, I think, more of a featuring Blake Snell. It's more of a Welsh hit called Mud People. Number three, Can't Get Out of the Six. did I get out of it? Oh, yeah, I got out of it. Whoops. Can't Get Out of the Six with an A.
The Six, yeah.
Number four, Sweating for Water with the subline of We Staying Hydrated.
I gotta get water, man.
Yeah. We're sweating for water. We're staying hydrated. We're sweating for water. That's the rhyme me and Blake were working on. Whoops, I keep going out of it. Number five, Traded and Faded.
Traded and Faded.
That's where the Slapdick Prospect line is going.
Yeah, you know what? That one, everyone said, where's Slapdick Prospect? I completely blanked. I should have definitely.
That would have been the good one.
That's the secret track, I think, is Slapdick Prospect. So
number six, I told everybody it is a secret track. Number six, Change or Not to Change Up. Number seven, Spotty Facial Hair. Very mean. And number eight is the album title, Risking My Life. That is my album with Blake Snell. You know what I'm saying, man?
I'm risking my life, bro.
We good. He was too, it was unfortunately. Couldn't be nicer.
Yeah, I mean, that's disappointing because you want to dislike him. But if he's a nice guy, you got to like him. So, you know what? I'm rooting for Blake Snell now. So now that I know that he's a nice guy, you got to root for a guy like that.
In ITL lore, I think there's...
How bad would it be if AJ Pollock was just like, you know, helped you come and fix your car or something?
Totally. Like I break down on the
road. I'd be like, oh, God, really?
He's like, hey, John, do you need help? And I'm like, fuck. John. But I think the Mount Rushmore of ITL would be is Snell, Lynn, and then I think you got to put AJ Pollock on there, and then I think it's who else? It's Bauer,
Billy
Burns for reason. Billy Burns. So it's a bigger Mount Rushmore. Chris Bryant, I think, has to be on there as well, and that's it, right? Am I missing anybody?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Did Captain Jack just say he's going to make Risking My Life?
I think. Oh, I hope that song's coming. Risking My Life. Captain Jack is.
Well, look at this next one. I Am On Board.
All right. Our
he
resident.
Clapped it. I Am On Board.
We literally have a parody artist in our boy Jack who says he's down to do it. So if you need some lyrics, I will rock on here. We got some serious songs coming for the album. So there we go. So we had to share that. Those have been some of the.
Oh, Stanton. Yeah. Oh, Justin.
Stanton would probably be on there. But, you know, the big Rushmore lately has been Snell, Lynn, And then you'd probably have Pollock and then, you know.
Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort. Yeah, Bauer would have to be on there, which I think all of them, but A.J. Pollock are probably accessible. Oh, Eric Burns is another one. That's a good one. So those have been some of my
Trevor Bauer's newest around. Track, Don't Leave Me Alone With Your Sister. That's his newest track.
With track number two called Lawsuit, Bogdan. So be careful. Be careful. The Athletic is currently being sued by Trevor Bauer. By the way,
We'll cut that. So who knows?
Let's do that for the podcast. Defamation case. Bauer is putting against the Athletic for a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Though, like,
Here's how you do it. Allegedly.
Well, I just said parody tracks. So
yeah. The big question, like Larry said, is did Blake know about my impression?
No,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. Did I do it? Absolutely not.
No. Uh-uh.
He was in a good mood. I wasn't going to potentially ruin it.
Yeah, look, if the guy's nice, you know, then be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if the guy's nice, but if he came over and I had taken a picture with you, man, you're an adult or something, you know, said something weird, then yeah, get him.
Oh. I, to be honest with you, if he was kind of a dick about it, I might have started just walking around going, oh, man, I'm Blake Snell.
I got to get some water, man.
I'm so hot, I can't take picture with nobody. I can't do nothing. I can't do. Y'all are crazy. Y'all crazy out here. I got mine. Y'all crazy. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear Blake Snell's take on the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation. That's what I would love to hear. Maybe he'll do it. He's got a Twitch. We better be careful. So those are some of the perusings out there. Bogman. You want to get into stuff? I know people are like, let's talk about some fantasy questions, man. We'll start with some questions. Then we will jump into a few of the things we have, and we'll just kind of keep going here, friendos. So it is a live Q&A. All the things are live on Twitch here, so not everything can be cut. So stick around.
Mosher, 100%, by the way.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Okay. The In This League Podcast Network.
Trying to wrangle in Bogman here. Jesus, let me take us to break.
It's a live show. I'm having a fun time.
You're having a little too much fun. Everybody is going bonkers in the chat for everything. Let's see. There's a lot of stuff in here. So we got a lot of questions. Some are not going to be appropriate. I think our boy, what is it, Rykonaut just said, is this for a mature audience only or should I leave? Is that a requirement for the viewer? I mean, it's always a little dicey.
I mean, we're not mature. So you can stay.
No, we are not. But we are going to start picking these questions in here. Boggs, I don't know if you have been
hitting a couple.
You hit all of them? All right. So we could start with the first one. You want to start with this very first? Well, no,
let's go.
We're not going to do this one. We can't do that one, right? But you said Riley, right?
Well, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Uh-huh. So we got that one. We got that one. Let's start with some questions. He was definitely... Oh, yeah. Okay. We can't do that one. Jesus Christ, guys. What can we do here? What's the first one?
Let's do the first star.
Here we go. This is Larry. This is our boy, Larry. I think I talked to Larry in the chats over on Fantasy Pros. Larry says, I have Bieber and Snell on my Black Book Challenge on Fantrax. Do you think Bassett or Pablo Lopez, or do you take Bassett or Pablo Lopez as your number three SP? Is the Black Book Challenge points?
It's points, yeah.
Of course, because Joe is running it. Of course. It's points. Ooh, in that case.
In that case, because it's points, I take Bassett. But in a regular roto or head to head, I would take Pablo. I think his ERA and whip are going to be better, and he still has a high K per nine. It's over 10. But just the wins are so important in a points league. So I'm going to take Bassett because he's on a good team. So that's what I'm going to lean towards in a points league.
There's something to be said about Pablo Lopez. I've just moved away from him. Not that I don't want to like call it necessarily fading, but I just don't. I mean, maybe it is. I just don't have any interest. Prime example, when I was doing the mock draft on Beat the Shift, and I remember Pablo Lopez was kind of falling, and I still just didn't have the interest in jumping in. And I'm not really 100% why. I mean, he had a 10K per nine last year. It's a really good walk rate. Not a crazy inflated ERA
Sierra
or anything
was good
like that.
Too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, XFIP was 3.32. He's projected on ATC at a 3.67. K is going under 9 a little bit. I guess I just didn't ever believe the strikeout rate that he had this year. And I think that's part of my problem. Where Bassett, projections, you have like 9 to 10 wins across the board. I feel like Bassett's a guy with this K rate that might jump into 12 to 13 wins. And I think in a points league, that makes it exponentially more valuable to me than going in with a Marlin and Pablo Lopez. So that's kind of what takes it for me. So we both pick Chris Bassett, right?
Yep, Bassett.
Should we poll it? Should we see do a little poll here? Let's see who. Whoops, I just clipped a thing here.
Bassett is sexier too. I just think Pablo is overall better. It's the little bumps in the ERA and WHIP that are going to help him. So, and Chris Bassett, like, look, going to New York's not a bad ballpark at all, but it's nothing is as good as Oakland. Oakland's so good, you know, because it's a football stadium that doubles as a baseball stadium with zero football teams playing in it, by the way. So that's good.
That's a good point. So we'll put that out to vote here and see what everybody has got. All right, let me get back to the starred questions here. Zito said, does your pitching strategy change at all with late spring start and rule changes this year, Boggs?
I don't think it really can, because everyone's going to have the same lateness. You know what I mean? So if you want to take pitchers later because of that, then I understand that. But for me, my overall strategy is not going to change because of the late start, just because everyone is a little bit behind. So
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I don't know that anyone is going to be coming in ready to go seven innings on opening day. You know what I mean? So for me, it doesn't really change that much.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
A couple things. Let's take a look at the poll results, by the way.
Okay.
Pablo Lopez or Chris Bassett, who do you think in points?
A Bassett.
Pablo Lopez, 67%.
Okay.
So all there right. You go. Listen to us or listen to the Peanut Gallery. That's your choice. By the way, anybody listening, reminder, as I have on a thing below, if you have an Amazon account, you guys can sub us for free and you get rid of ads, you get rid of all the stuff, and you guys can support your boys on our Twitch as we are going to be rolling out some stuff this year. Let me see where that one, there was one comment and I don't know if I made it go away. Oh no, here we go. Whoops. Da-da-da-da-da. Our boy Justin Walker said, who is going to be your go-to team in the show, Welsh and or Bogman? Because yes, we will be playing the show with probably in about a week on our Twitch. And that's a great question. Go-to team in the show, Boggs.
I think Toronto.
Hey, you got to play with a good team, right?
Yeah, you can't beat the Diamondbacks. So yeah, probably Toronto will be my go-to team.
I think I'm probably the Padres, right?
Okay.
We're not going to be the Dodgers.
Oh, man. Are you going to be the guy that throws Snell until the fifth and then warms up you, Darvish? Is that going to be
Yeah. I'll do Snell like two innings and then I'll bring in Darvish for five. And
oh, so it's
he'll
very
be my
realistic.
Opener.
Oh, yeah.
It's
in the game. It's
like
in the game.
I'm into hyper-realism. I always have been, so I'm going to go for that. I bet you I will probably play as the Padres more than anybody, especially if we were to do a series, because I have all those pitchers. But I guess if you think about it, if you're doing a one-for-one game and you're going to have your main starter out there, I mean, who would you – I guess you would roll out Robbie Ray, and I would be rolling out, Darvish?
Well, Robbie Ray would be in Seattle. No, I'd be
– you're right. Logan Webb. Kevin Gossman?
Yeah, or Webb. Gossman. I'm getting my Giants pitchers mixed up now. Yes, Gossman would be – and Barrios. Barrios is pretty strong, and Alec Manoah. It's good rotation.
It's pretty good rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that we got to figure out how are we going to do series? Like, we're going to have to jump on and probably do like a best of three, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. And then, like, at the end of the year, we'll probably need to do the playoffs. Like, yeah, it's going to be a whole thing.
Now, if we do on our nights, should we have a series with one team and we have to use the next pitchers, or do we just do different teams?
What do you mean? Like, if we do a series, you want to do the full
series?
Let's
say it's Monday night. We're going to run MLB The Show, and then we're going to do three games that night. Do we keep the same teams and run out the different starting pitchers?
I don't think that's something we have to figure out this second, but I would say probably stick with the same teams.
Okay. Here's a good one. Oh, it sneaks by. Rob says, oh, I have pick 1-2 in my 16-team Roto League. Bogman, what's your favorite compilation video? Be careful, Bogs.
I'll DM you, Rob. So, you know, I can't think of anything appropriate to say, so I will send you a DM.
Nothing at all?
I know my response, and I can't say that.
What's it have to do with? Something like this?
No, shut up. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I heard. Well,
that was a choking sound. Yeah, by the way.
And you should try this. If you, never mind. No, I can't do that.
Either. Oh no, nope. No. We're live. Go ahead.
Nope. No. We're good. What's the next question, Welsh?
I'd love to hear more. Will you text me? Let's text about it. Let's hear all the other things you were going to say.
Yes.
All right, next one here. Their boy PJ. He goes, Chris, pick one of my final rookie draft picks. 15-team mix. ETA kind of matters to him. Pick one for my final rookie draft pick. Alec Thomas, Jose Miranda, Ed Cabrera, Matt Brash, Yuri Perez, Yorenzi Contreras. Thanks, bro. Huge fan. Thank you, PJ. Whoa, that's a loaded freaking question. 15-team mixed. ETA kind of matters. I have Alec highest of anybody. I wanted to immediately say Alec and Miranda. It's between those two. I'm super interested in Brash for this year, and Yuri is really starting to move into like GOAT territory. I'm going to say, man, if ETA, I'm going to go with Alec Thomas. I'm going to just stick with my ranks here because I think Alec is going to come up this year. He has beefed up, dude. Now, if you are really concentrated on pitching, any of those pitchers work. Contreras has the best opportunity to get the most innings, so I would probably go him. Yuri is the best long-term. If you're looking for more power, then I would go Miranda. Otherwise, Alec, I think, is the complete real deal. And I think he's going to come up this year. So he was super disappointed. I interviewed him in 2021 before the season, and he was like super disappointed he wasn't in major league camp for a shot at the major leagues that offseason. And right. This year, you know, he got a lot of run in camp. He looks bigger than I've ever seen him look before. He just looks absolutely jacked. So he's rocking.
I don't have anything to add to that. So we'll listen to the Welsh. So
okay. Yeah, I am. All right. Well, here's one more on that front. OBP Dynasty, where are we at on Jordan Groshans? I'm indifferent on Jordan Groshans. Everybody went bonkers about him. The bat. Oh, it's a huge bat. Da, da, da. He's not a massive target for me. I think, God, what do we talk about? James took him around the 50s in the P180Ps, which, just a reminder, by the way, I have a prospect ADP that you can get, top 200 prospects drafted by industry people and super smart prospect guys. And 10 different drafts created the ADP. So it's not like NFBC or anything, but it's pretty big. And I think James took Groshans around 50, and we determined, you know, like the bottom 75, even into the 90s, is kind of where he's sitting. He's a solid option. He still has a big developmental stage to go, but everybody cares about, when you care about Groshans, Aurelvis Martinez is the dude. He's been dropping bombs in spring training. He had a pinch hit homer to win the game the other night. He had a homer early on. That's a Toronto bat I like a little bit more than Groshans. All right, Boggs, let's do this one. You can start us off here. Boy, Chad says, who is your favorite post 250 SP? I'm assuming he means 250 overall and not, we're not going 250 pitchers deep, you psychopath.
So here's a couple guys. I'm just looking at like Fantasy Pros ECR, who's under 250. And we see Casey Mize, Carlos Carrasco, Alex Cobb, Zach Greinke, Hendricks, Whitlock. Whitlock had a good start the other day. That's a pretty solid one there. Then who else here? Bailey Ober is a good one. Tyon, Zach Plesac, Tony Gonsolin. I out of this group that we just named, Whitlock is my favorite. I think he has a ton of upside. They want to give him a shot. And if he doesn't succeed in the starting role, there is still a chance he becomes this team's closer by the end of the year. So I think Whitlock is my favorite post 250 starting pitcher.
Okay. Let me take a look here. Sorry, I was doing something else as I'm pulling this out here. Okay. Well, it kind of confused me as you said that, because also you went with like a theoretical reliever. like when you said that. You're like, yeah, my but favorite he's starting pitcher. Right now. Yeah, yeah, I know.
But
I know.
He's start like in spring training, he's starting. So he's trying to get a spot in the rotation right now. He's first a starting pitcher with the possibility of being a relief pitcher.
Well, yeah, that makes me think of the other guy in Jesus Luzardo, who's post 250. I think Joe and I just looked at the ECR on Fantasy Pros, and he already jumped up to the 280s. In a couple of the biggest things, huge uptick in velocity. Everybody's been talking about it. Almost 3 miles per hour, he's upticked. He's gotten control of his secondaries. He was throwing that curveball at a higher percentage than his fastball, which is key for him to be able to set up. And he's such a sneaky-ass pitcher that he's getting guys off of timing, doing different ways to pitch. I really like him. He looks like he's figured out some of those struggles. So he's one of those guys. I'd almost rather, if I was betting on someone staying a starter, I would rather Luzardo, where Whitlock, I think, could be moved if he struggles at all into a high leverage, which then turns into a closer position. But post 250, I'll give you a few pitchers. I like
Luis
Alex
Patino.
Cobb.
I know he's a little bit behind schedule, but he's a good one. And Aaron Ashby, too. Those are two other guys that I like.
Yeah, those are kind of those like relief cheat code, relief pitcher starting pitchers. Alex Cobb, Bailey Ober would be a couple targets. I'm doing the same thing as you. I'm just scrolling down to give people more of a perspective more than our own ranks here. I actually like Brady Singer. No one else seems to like Brady Singer. He's at 298 on Fantasy Pros consensus. Luzardo is down here at 305. Luis Patino is 311. Let me just see if I can find two more that I kind of dig, which I'm not really finding on the Fantasy Pros. Ooh, I see a hitter that I really like there. No, they're all losers. I actually like Denelson Lamet for the closer opportunity. He's one of five guys that are set as a closer. And I hate to do it, but I've said it with, like, Patrick Corbin. He's post 300. I just kind of like take a rebet on him.
Right.
This is
throwing darts in the last round. Yeah.
This is making me tempted, Boggs, because we didn't get into the news because we got into so much stuff here. This is making me tempted to play that game I was telling you about, since we talked about post 250 and kind of targets. You want to play that game real quick, and then we'll pick back up with questions?
Yeah.
Okay. I have an article coming out. I have no idea when Fantasy Pro, it's article, you know, it's like, it's not a big thing. It's called the Draft Cheat Sheet. And I think like Chris Clegg has done it. Pizapia just did it. A couple other, I think maybe Pat Fitzmaurice, a couple of you have done it. And mine will be coming out maybe when you're hearing this, maybe Thursday, maybe Friday. And what it is it's a multitude of different things where it's got like, you know, I pick the targets by round, some players to avoid, some basic strategy. But the top thing is my favorite targets by position. So in the article, I probably have at least at minimum five people per thing I pick. So here's the game. We're going to make you have to decide, and you can have the help of the audience if you would like. You have to get three in each position, okay?
Three in each position here,
and that, I wish there was like some...
I feel like we need some music behind this.
I was just about to say, I don't know if any of this music is any good here. We need music.
Yeah.
This one's impressive. The Rock?
Seems like a bit much. Give me one more.
Okay, I'll let you decide.
This sounds like
Dance Pop, Daydreaming, or Feeding the Ducks?
Daydreaming.
Okay.
Feeding the Ducks, not sound good.
No?
Do Feeding the Ducks. Let's hear
Feeding the Ducks. Okay, this is what we're playing.
Okay.
We're just doing Feeding the Ducks.
That actually works.
Okay. We're going to start. My favorite, Welsh's favorite targets, everybody can play, and Bogman is the decider of the three. If you get one incorrect answer, and then if you miss and you get a second, you lose that position.
So like baseball, two strikes and you're out.
Two strikes and you're out. It's the softball rules. You're starting with a strike. Okay. So,
is that actually softball rules?
Is softball rules. Yeah, okay. That's softball rules. So I have more than five. You have to get three at each position. The second incorrect answer,
this music
you are
sounds
out.
Way too sexy for this, by the way.
You got two answers. Yeah. You got two times to get
too sexy. Okay.
This?
I don't know what this
dance
is.
Dance pop.
We're
going to do dance pop.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're turning off the music. Okay. All right. Bogman, we are going to start with the catching position.
So just pick three.
Got to get three of my targets. I have a total. I will tell you who I have here.
Okay, so
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 catchers on my list.
And you have them like one high, one medium, one low, right?
Nope, I just got 7 catchers on my list here that you have to pick three.
7 catchers. Okay. All right. The first one is Tyler Stevenson, because you've tried taking him in like every single mock that we've done.
Bingo. He is on there.
Travis Darnot.
Incorrect. Really? And Walker, Justin Walker picked him. That is incorrect. You have one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One more incorrect or two correct you have to get.
Okay. Varsho.
Ding, ding, ding. You have one more.
One more. This is for everything here.
This is for everything.
All right.
Ugh. My catching target.
Carson Kelly.
Correct. You got it, Carson. You just got it under there. Carson Kelly, Dalton Varsho, and Tyler Stevenson on the list. If you want the others,
by the way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. It's Bogman and the Welsh. We are ITL. You can find us at InThisLeague.com. You can get all of our ranks if you are prepping for drafts this weekend. You're listening. You're like, oh my God, I got a draft going on. Go and sign up, InThisLeague.com.
Oh my God.
An entire month in front of you, $5, get you all of our ranks. I've got Dynasty, we've got Prospects, and then maybe you want to hang around for the secret shows and all the other content that we create, and we've even got some higher tiers if you would like to do so. We will continue with more of the draft prep. And an interesting question, Boggs, I'm going to throw at you real quick. This is something I did on Fantasy Pros on Friday with Joe Pizzapia. We're talking about risers and fallers on ADP. We semi did that. It was something we were going to hit in the episode and we didn't. But can you tell me off the top of your head, and I'm just throwing it at you, your biggest riser and biggest faller, let's say since spring training has started over this last month, who do you think, whether it's performance or injury, your biggest riser, biggest faller?
God.
It doesn't have to be injury. It could be performance. Because yeah. I'll tell you this right now. I think Julio might be one of my biggest risers because I had him not making this team. I thought there was no way he actually made this team.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet because there's still a question.
I bumped him inside the 250. So he is draftable. You got to draft him. ADPs have him around 200. He's one of the biggest risers.
I mean, Sale is still going to be my biggest faller. You know, I was super high on Sale, super excited that he is going to be back out there for a full season. And I just... having a pitcher coming into the season with a pitcher injured, that's not like a minor thing. Like, you know, Shane Boz had like the cleanup on his elbow and he's going to miss like a couple starts, right? Maybe three tops. That's not a big deal. But a tricky rib injury, you know, a lot of those rib injuries lead to thoracic outlets. So he's probably my biggest faller. I don't know who my biggest riser is. I'm honestly kind of blanking here on who my biggest riser would be, but it'd probably be one of those guys. I mean, like, I didn't even have CJ Abrams in my thought process and now I might make the roster. Yeah. So he's in my top 300 now. So I think the
rookies,
Abrams.
Yeah, I think the rookies kind of fall into that. When we come back into hour two, we are going to continue on with more last minute draft prep for your last minute drafts that you might have going on this weekend. So don't go anywhere in this league. I'll be right back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.